Honestly, I'd like to deal with the tragic loss of Private Sean Rooney in Lebanon on the 14th of December 2022. Obviously, his loss will be felt by all of us, but particularly those in Donegal and Dundalk for a long time to come. Look, you've been very clear around the fact that all facts would be uncovered and that all would be done in relation to delivering justice. No stone unturned, I think is the term that you used. There has been a huge level of engagement with the Lebanese authorities. Obviously, that limits what can be said because there is a judicial system that's in, there's a judicial process in play. But on the 14th of July, there was obviously court proceedings. I don't think the defendants were there. The 30th of August, there was another. I don't have information in relation to whether the defendants were there, and I think there's another to be on the 15th of December. Look, if we could have information in relation to that, the Garda Síochána, and also the UN has carried out a board of inquiry. It's concluded. It's been shared with Ireland for official use only, but I'm just wondering, can that be shared with the Defence Forces? Could it be shared with the family?
Please, Deputy.
Bruno.
There has been ongoing engagement with the family on this question. Maybe I could talk to the Deputy to get more clarity in terms of the specific asks. There was a UN initial inquiry. My understanding that then goes to a board inquiry.
Which is concluded.
Well, I'll come back to that, Deputy. And then there's the Gardaí is involved in it. Coroner's court, and I met with the Lebanese Foreign Minister of the UN recently to again underpin the importance of justice here in terms of those who killed Private Sean Rooney.